Kester Basel. And now it is 20 minutes away from 1 o'clock. Time to welcome to the studio Dr. John DeMartini. He is here for Youth Month, and he is considered one of the world's leading authorities on human behavior and personal development. He is the founder of the DeMartini Institute, a private research and education organization with a curriculum of over 72 courses covering multiple aspects of human development. I find it very interesting indeed. Welcome, Dr. John DeMartini, and thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We want to talk to you about raising empowered teenagers because June is Youth Month, and we wanted to have you elaborate a bit on the relevance of personal values in achieving goals. You know, teenagers are still very much developing, learning to get to know themselves. So how do values come into play for that?
Well, everyone, regardless of age or gender, lives moment by moment by a set of priorities or values, things that are most to least important in their life. And teenagers are no different. And sometimes the adults, the family, the parents, don't always quite believe that those values are their values. But those teenagers have their own unique set of values, sometimes expressing some of the repressions of the family. And whatever that highest value, they are spontaneously inspired to do that. And I'll use a teenager, some boys like video games, for instance. And they spontaneously get up and do the video games. They don't need to be motivated or reminded or incentivized to do that. Whatever that is that's highest on their value, that's where they're going to excel. That's where they're spontaneously going to take action. That's where their brain is going to be most attentive and intentive. And whatever that is, it's not right or wrong, even though sometimes we project our values and assume it's not what we would think is wise. But capitalizing on that by linking whatever we as parents and as schools believe will be helpful in the long run to them, to that value, increases the probability of an emergence of their natural born genius.
So when it comes to parents having relationships with their teens, can you elaborate a bit more for us about the fact that you have to then get to know your teenager, understanding what is valuable to them, as opposed to enforcing what you feel like, oh my goodness, I want my child to be successful at this, that, or pursue a career in this, that. How does one strike that balance?
If you're not communicating in the child's value, the teen's value, they're going to resist. You're going to get more autocratic. And then it's going to be sort of a motivating system. And motivation is a symptom, never a solution for mastery. Spontaneous inspiration occurs in their highest values. So taking the time to identify what your children's values are is very crucial. You look at how they fill their space. You look at what they spontaneously spend their time on. You look at what they're energized by. You look at what they spend money on if they get money. You look at what they automatically are organized in, disciplined in. What do they think about, visualize, and internally dialogue with themselves about most? About how they would love their life that shows evidence of coming true, because that means they're working on it. What do they want to converse with other people about most? What is it that inspires them and brings a tear of inspiration and really livens them? What is it they have as their three dominant goals that are coming true? And what is it they love studying, learning about, viewing, and educating themselves about spontaneously? If we look at what that's common to that, that's what they spontaneously, their life demonstrates is important to them. Dishonoring that by assuming it's wrong squashes their genius.
Dr. DeMartini with us in studio on Classic 102.7, and we are discussing raising empowered teenagers because June is Youth Month, and these are very important topics. We're going to take a short musical break, and then we will continue to pick his brain further. By Willie Boskowski. We have in studio with us Dr. John DeMartini talking about raising empowered teenagers. Doctor, you know, my heart breaks for the amount of stories that come through every day about teenagers younger and younger, the suicide rate among them, just addictions, confusion, pressure, and you know, the reasons why they feel that there's just no hope. How can we address this issue and just alleviate the pressure and confusion among our teenagers?
Anytime the child is not feeling that they can fulfill what is deeply meaningful to them, most inspiring to them, what's highest in their values, they go from the executive center, which is a governing center, which calms down the amygdala, which is the addictive center. And that addiction center comes back online. and it starts getting blood and glucose and oxygen, and it starts taking over. And that's the impulse and instinct center. We want to avoid things that are challenging to us, and we want a quick, immediate gratifying behavior. And addiction and consumption and anything that is what we classify as immediate gratifying starts to dominate. It's so important to fill a day with high-priority actions that inspire you, that challenge you. Because if not, your day will fill up with low-priority distractions that don't. And the unfulfillment of that leads you back into the amygdala and increases the addictive behavior. The addictive behavior, or that amygdala response, can also set up fantasies about how life's supposed to be. And when life doesn't match that fantasy, suicide is an option. I always say depression is a comparison of your current reality to a fantasy that you're addicted to, that you're holding on to, an expectation that's unrealistic. And those emerge from the amygdala looking for a quick fix, looking for a one-sided life instead of a two-sided life.
So if you find that your teenager is in a place of life sucks, you know, and you yourself as an adult in today's times where it's so busy, so pressurized, you've got no time for pursuing your goals, you're paying the bills. So the parent is depressed and unfulfilled, and the child is depressed and unfulfilled. If you encounter a situation like that in your work, where do we start?
Well, when somebody comes to me and says, I feel depressed, I'm suicidal or whatever, the first question I ask them is, what are you comparing your life to? What is it supposed to be at this moment? What are you expecting it to be? What's the fantasy that you're holding on to that life is supposed to be matching? Because what's happening is what's real, and anything else is an expectation that's not what's real. And they'll say, well, this is the way it should be, or this is what's supposed to happen, or I should be here by now, or I want life to be this way. And I ask them a question, if it was that way, what would be the downside to that? Because everything that you do has two sides. And if you think that there's only an upside to something, you have kind of a delusion. And then you're going to think that life is downsided relative to that. So I ask them, what's the downside of that? And if they say, well, there isn't any downside, I'd be happy then. Well, then they have a delusion. That unrealistic expectation is what leads to their depression. You know, people think, well, when I get this new house, I'll be happy. No, you won't. When you get the new house, you'll have new accountabilities, furniture, cleaning, maintenance, you know, mortgages, taxes, everything else. You'll have a new set of challenges that come with the new house. When I get this new relationship, then I'll be happy. Well, no, when you get a new relationship, you'll now have to learn how to communicate in their values. You'll have times when they want to do something you don't want to do. There's going to be things that they have that are habits that are going to be peccadilloes that are going to frustrate you. You're going to have two sides. So anytime you expect a one-sided outcome out of a two-sided world, you're setting yourself up for the opposite outcome, the depression.
Doctor, if people would like to get a hold of you, where should they access you?
Well, the simplest way to get a hold of myself is through my website. And that's simply drdemartini.com. drdemartini.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. DeMartini, on Classic 1027. We appreciate you coming through today, and we will definitely keep close and observe your resources and things because, wow, I mean, I think we all could only benefit from what you're saying.
Well, thank you. Classic.